Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program here, and the number if you want to join us, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything you want to talk about here tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Arya.
Bonnie will be joining us shortly. She's been out traveling today, so she just got back. And so there's a lot, of course, in the news, as always, to talk about. One of the big stories right now is a massive missile attack, apparently, by Russia against Ukraine. Now, of course, the Western mainstream media is calling this the biggest attacks in months, showing, you know, pictures of, injured people taken from various different sites. And the Russian side of the story is, of course, well, this is just a retaliation for the attack on their bridge, which happened over the weekend. We covered that in detail here.
I had heard about the bridge, not in depth, obviously, because Western media isn't going to talk about that. And I'm not able to go to RT to get the Russian side of things. But as I understand it, there was this important bridge related to Crimea, whatever. And the Ukrainian military destroyed it?
Well, Ukraine has not taken responsibility for it, but the Russia side of things is that it was Ukraine that did it. They claim that they've investigated it somehow or whatever, and that all indicators point to Ukraine.
Well, whether it was the Ukrainian military or even sanctioned or approved by the Ukrainian government, Ukrainian military, it was anti-Russian and it was pro-Ukrainian, so.
Yeah, and it's not unbelievable that it would have been Ukraine that did it, because Ukraine also had been attacking Crimea in various different ways. For instance, they built a dam to prevent water from getting to Crimea, which was destroyed early on in the invasion by Russia to restore the water to supply to Crimea. So,
yeah, that's horrific. I mean, denying someone water like that that's kind of an act of war,
it's
man.
Terror. It's absolute terror. Bonnie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Western media reporting AP that Russia retaliated for an attack on a critical bridge by unleashing its most widespread strikes against Ukraine in months, a lethal barrage that smashed civilian targets, knocked out power and water, shattered buildings, and killed at least 14 people.
The terminology here is interesting. I wouldn't expect the Western media to refer to this as retaliation, because that's sort of, it suggests that Ukraine was
struck
behind
first
the bridge attack.
It does indeed.
Did they say that they investigated and found out that the bridge attack was also Ukraine, or is that still under investigation?
The Russian side of things is that's the story, at least. And again, all of this is just stories, right? So there's the Western media story that Russia is, you know, attacking civilians with these monstrous missiles, and, you know, how could they do this? And the Russian side is, well, y'all destroyed a bridge, so we're going to attack. According to RT's report about this, Vladimir Putin has warned that any further Ukrainian terrorist assaults on Russian soil will be met with a significant military response. Speaking regarding the wave of missiles that struck Ukraine Monday morning, Putin confirmed that Russian troops carried out, quote, massive strikes with long-range precision weapons on Ukrainian objects of energy and military control and communications. So the viewpoint from Russia that they would have you believe is, hey, look, yeah, we shot a bunch of missiles, but we were targeting very specific things of, you know, Ukrainian governmental kind of infrastructure. And the Western media is like, these missiles are coming down in neighborhoods. So, you know, who knows where the actual truth lies?
I don't know where the truth lies, certainly. However, I will say that even if all of these things, I mean, even if the events themselves, if not the details, are true, and let's say the Ukrainian military did take out the bridge, or Ukrainian sympathizers or whatever, mm-hmm. Ukraine took out the bridge, and Russia fired missiles, killing people seems disproportionate in retaliation for the destruction of a bridge.
I'm not saying that killing people is okay, but isn't it a really important bridge to Russia? Like, kind of like yes. The waterway is, like...
Super important. It's a 11-mile bridge, I think, between... So it's huge.
That's an enormous bridge.
Between
Jesus.
Crimea and the Russian mainland.
In order to get, like, goods from Crimea to the frozen in the winter
basically
mainland.
Basically, all goods are coming across that bridge, essentially. Okay. Unless they can come through the Ukrainian direction, but at this time, that part is Ukraine. So, like, the eastern portion of Ukraine is still under question, right? Like, Russia is now calling eastern Ukraine Russia. Ukraine is now calling that, well, still calling it Ukraine. And so that's where the controversy and the ongoing fighting is likely to continue.
Is Ukraine at war with Crimea?
Well,
because, I mean, it sounds like they are.
As I understand it, they're upset, right? Because Crimea basically broke away and joined Russia in 2014. And so they've been subject to alleged terror strikes by Ukraine.
I thought Russia
Ukraine
annexed
citizens.
Crimea.
There was a vote, and then they annexed it.
Yeah, I heard there was a vote this weekend. That's what I think Pikulas on here said.
One question I have is one of Ukraine's goals to get back, you know, the Donbass region and Crimea, or are they not trying to get Crimea back?
I think they still have Crimea, don't they?
Russia has Crimea.
No, the Ukrainians. Are they trying to get Crimea back?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they're just trying to punish them or take it back or what their goals are.
Well, if it's true they cut off their water supply, it sounds like they're trying to punish them or exterminate them or kill them or whatever. And if it's true that this is an 11-mile bridge and that most of the goods that are received in Crimea come from and travel across this bridge, it makes it a little more understandable, not proportionate still, but it makes it more understandable that Russia would respond with missile fire.
There were allegedly three innocent people that died. So there was a suicide bomb, apparently, that set off, was in a truck that was going across the bridge. And at the time, there was a passenger vehicle that was right next to the truck. So purportedly, the three deaths were the people that were in that passenger vehicle that was just happened to be next to it when it exploded.
Terrible.
Putin said further, if there are further attempts to conduct terrorist attacks on our soil, Russia will respond firmly and on a scale corresponding to the threats created against Russia. Earlier in the day, multiple regions, this is back to RT's report, of Ukraine came under missile strikes with at least 11 key infrastructure facilities damaged, according to the Ukrainian Prime Minister, Denis Shmigal. Putin stated that Russia was retaliating for a number of attempts to strike Russian infrastructure that had been attributed to Kyiv. Among other things, they say Ukraine has damaged high-voltage power lines to transmit electricity generated by the Kursk nuclear power plant, tried to sabotage the Turkstream natural gas pipeline. That's the pipeline that goes from Russia to Turkey, as I understand it, and was behind Saturday's explosion that damaged the Crimean bridge.
Wait, what is the evidence that they tried to destroy the Turkish pipeline?
I don't know. We'll have to look into that story again. Evidence is all subjective to who's reporting on it, right? So
even if they presented evidence, it wouldn't mean a whole lot to me because I couldn't trust the evidence itself. As far as I can tell, and I've said this repeatedly, that they're all liars, and there's no evidence to believe anything that any of them are saying about any of this.
Indeed. The Kyiv regime has been using terrorist methods for a very long time, said the Russian president, citing targeted assassinations of public figures, the indiscriminate shelling of Donbass cities, and of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant as examples of such actions. Quote, de facto, the Kyiv regime has put itself on par with international terrorist groups, the most odious of them. Leaving such crimes without a response has become impossible, he stressed, before confirming that Russia had attacked the Ukrainian infrastructure. So there's your update. I mean, the story continues, but that's, you know, both sides, right? So on the Western side, it's some struck civilian areas. The Western media does admit that I'm sorry, they're claiming that Russia said missiles targeted military and energy facilities. Some did strike Russian civilian areas while people were heading to work and to school. One hit a playground, according to the Western media, in downtown Kyiv, and another struck a university.
I mean, that sounds horrible, but the United States has to understand that these targeting systems are purposeful. Just look at the Doctors Without Borders hospitals that the United States bombed for the wedding.
On purpose?
I don't think the Doctors Without Borders hospital was.
I understand that it was.
But the U.S. bombs have killed countless civilians.
Sure, that's a fact. War's an ugly thing. Definitely don't support either side in this case. It's hard to say which one's worse. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
We started out with a update on what's been going on in Russia and specifically the attacks in Ukraine, the back and forth. Ukraine allegedly bombed a bridge over the weekend, a very critical piece of key infrastructure. So Russia says they lobbed some missiles back over at, or not back, it was a truck bomb ostensibly that blew up the bridge, but lobbed some missiles in response today, apparently, to various different targets in Ukraine. Russia is saying that if the terrorist strikes against Russia continue, they will continue to retaliate. And of course, that's likely going to continue going on because, as we talked about over the weekend, the Ukrainian side is not wanting to have any kind of discussion of peace. They want this conflict to continue. They want to keep fighting with Russia over the people in the eastern part of Ukraine who just want to leave, it seems like, Ukraine, if the referendums that happened a couple weeks ago are to be believed.
And it makes perfect sense for Zelensky, right? He wants attention. He was an actor. Mm-hmm. I mean, all actors are, I don't want to say narcissists, but they want attention.
Now he's on the world stage.
Yeah, they literally want to be in the limelight. And now he... Yes, and now he's the president of Ukraine, or the dictator of Ukraine, and he's got the entire world watching him, and he doesn't want that to ever go away. He's getting off on it.
Yep, so that's the story there. I don't know if there's really much else to say about it, but if you want to weigh in, you are welcome to join us. On the way here tonight, well, I guess, Aria, you've got a related story. Apparently, the Russian, somebody in the Russian Duma, which is their parliament, basically, has announced that they're welcoming U.S. states who want to leave the United States and join Russia.
Well, welcoming, yeah. It's awesome. I loved it. As soon as I saw this headline, I was like, yes, that's going into show prep. But they're not exactly welcoming any U.S. states that might want to join the Russian Federation, but they will be considered, says the Duma member. And as you mentioned, Duma is the Russian parliament.
I've never even heard talk of states being like, you know, we really want to join Russia, so where's this coming from?
I don't think anyone is really saying it, you know, at least from the Western side of things. I don't think any U.S. states are like, you know, we want to join Russia. But it's a way for Russia to, like, you know, poke at the United States.
Right.
And that's what I like. They're trolling. A senior member of the state Duma, that's Russia's parliament again, said that any U.S. states that want to break away from the country and instead join the Russian Federation will be considered. Now, I don't want New Hampshire to secede and join the Russian Federation.
No, no way.
Because that's just, you know, swapping one evil overlord for another. Yeah. But it could get the conversation going again about secession, maybe.
No, I don't think we should even talk about that.
Well, that will just get people to be even more scared because they'll be like, we'll be a target for the D.C. to, you know, take it out on Russia. And
yeah.
Plus, everybody hates Russia right now.
Look, D.C.'s
Russia's
bad.
So out.
There's
Ukraine
no doubt
is in.
That D.C. is bad.
Well, see,
Russia may be worse.
My perspective is that I don't want anything to do with this nonsense.
Right.
Right? And I suspect that's sort of where Russia's coming from. Hey, if you don't want to have anything to do with this United States nonsense, we'll take you. However, from my point of view, Russia's just as evil as the United States. Of course, Russia doesn't feel that way, but I do.
Yeah.
The comments come only a week after Russia declared that four regions of Ukraine had become Russian territory following referendums that were widely criticized by Ukrainian and Western officials as being shams.
They were called shams. It's worth pointing out, they were calling them sham referendums before they even started. So it wasn't like they went in at, with some sort of third-party observer and watched the process and said, oh, yeah, we saw cheating going on here. This is definitely a sham. No, they just said, oh, Russia's involved in this? Well, it's a sham. We're just not going to respect it. Quote-unquote, democracy's so important, but yet when the people of the eastern Ukraine decide to engage in democracy and make a vote on where they want their future to lie, well, then that democracy is not okay. That democracy is a sham.
Yeah, democracy that says we don't like the United States or we don't like Ukraine, totally not acceptable. That's not real democracy. It would be interesting. It's a shame it didn't happen. Because, of course, neither of these people, none of these people want peace. But it's a shame that the United States or the United Kingdom or someone wasn't like, hey, look, we just want to watch your elections and make sure they're legit. So we want to send some diplomats over and just, you know, observe things. I wonder how Russia would have responded to that.
I think I would like to think it would have been welcomed, but because it would have looked bad if they hadn't welcomed that.
Right.
But it was never offered.
It was just immediately
called a sham.
And, you know, 99% of the voters voting for Russia certainly seems odd to me.
There's an explanation, and that is that the Ukrainian government said to their people, if you participate in this election, we will put you in prison for 5 years.
That's right, they did.
So anyone that's actually supported staying with Ukraine would have been afraid to actually cast a vote for Ukraine because it would be participating in the election, even though they would have voted to stay in Ukraine. So, of course, those people didn't show up.
And the other thing is, this is the part of Ukraine that the Kiev has been bombing since before the war. It's
supposedly.
Like they probably aren't very happy with Kiev.
Yeah, it's not unbelievable that, and some of the other areas, it was like 87%, so it wasn't a full 99% in the more southern tier areas of this particular vote.
They pulled the same nonsense in Catalonia and Spain, though. When Catalonia had its referendum to declare independence or whatever it was they were trying to declare independence. I don't remember what exactly the vote was for, but the Spanish government came out and said the same thing. Hey, don't even participate in this. If you participate in this, you're committing a treason or something. I don't think they used that exact terminology, but... And, of course, then when the results were widely in support of Catalonian independence, they came and said, well, we can't trust that. It's a sham. It's not true, because these people didn't actually vote. These were Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, these referendums they're referring to that we were just talking about, and Zaporizhia in the south. The votes supported the regions changing from Ukrainian to Russian territory. I would say that the votes did change the regions from Ukrainian to Russian. Just like if New Hampshire had voted in favor of secession, it would have been immediate.
And that's how Russia's treating it, by the way. They've signed papers, and there's been, you know, whatever paperwork has gone through the Duma and has gone back to Putin, and it's been signed off. And so, like, from what they're saying, this is moving forward. They're talking about bringing in the Russian courts. They're talking about building administrative buildings or bringing in their bureaucrats or whatever. I mean, it's not something to get excited about. Obviously, independence would be nicer for these folks, but they can't get that. They tried that in 2014. They tried to get independence. And
did these regions also attempt to declare independence?
Luhansk and Donetsk did, the Zaporizhia or however you pronounce that. And
so why is it lumped in now?
Because Russia wants the entire eastern part of Ukraine. They want to be able to get down to the
Crimea.
Not necessarily to Crimea, but have another route down to the ocean
sea.
Or to the Black Sea. Yeah. So as I understand it. And again, there are a lot of Russian-speaking people on the eastern side of Ukraine, so it's not unbelievable that they would have voted for this.
Right.
So, but they were not allowed to have the independence that they voted for in 2014 because the Ukrainian government continued to bomb them and commit other various acts of aggression. More coming up here. This is
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dozens of missiles fired by Russia hit Ukraine on Monday, including the first strikes on the capital city of Kyiv in weeks. the attacks, apparent revenge strikes for a blast on the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea, killed civilians, knocked out power, and destroyed infrastructure. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents in the capital city are angry.
The war against civilians. Putin needs Ukraine without Ukrainians.
Closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to begin Tuesday. Jury deliberations are then expected to begin on Wednesday. A death sentence has to be agreed on unanimously on at least one of the 17 murders in the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. And that is where you can learn some of the basics. Some of the concepts that might be new to you, probably are if you haven't taken the time to look into cryptocurrency, like, for instance, decentralization and getting the governments and banks out of the world of money for the first time in our lifetimes and many lifetimes and back generations. It's a huge shift for the power of the individual, that is cryptocurrency. You can go and learn over at Bitcoin.com by clicking Get Started at the top of the page. You can also get their latest news headlines anytime you want over at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy your first cryptos through Bitcoin.com. And remember, you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get 1%. You can get less than 1% of a Bitcoin if you want to. It's up to you how deep you want to go. And, of course, you shouldn't put in more than you can afford to lose because there obviously are risks involved. But it seems like over time, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, at the very least, they have the tendency to go up over the years, whereas government money is not going to go up in value. It's going to keep buying less and less as they keep printing more and more out.
Bitcoin certainly fluctuates, and you know people should be aware of that. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, but as you mentioned, in the grand scheme of things, from what we can tell, It seems to trend upward.
And if it's that or the dollar's always going down.
Right. And speaking of fiat currencies and fluctuations, didn't the UK pound lose like 50% of its value in one day recently?
Oh my God, I did not hear that.
It had a huge drop. So, I mean, it's not just Bitcoin that can have a dramatic price drop. It can happen to the government monies too. So anyway, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started to start learning. So, Arya, I don't know if there's more to say about this story that you have where the Duma member in Russia is inviting, essentially saying that U.S. states are welcome to apply for membership, is what it sounds like in the Russian Federation.
This is from State Duma Deputy Alexander Tomachev. He was responding to an online poll that showed that some Americans wanted their states to break free from the United States.
Oh.
It doesn't say...
It doesn't say, and join Russia.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
If Americans vote to secede some states from the country and express a desire to join Russia, Newsweek worded that in a very strange way. If Americans vote to secede from the country and express a desire to join Russia, then Moscow will consider it, Tomachev told Russia news site... Oof. Not going to attempt it. The lawmaker said that the U.S. was beginning to decay and that its ally, the European Union, which also has provided strong military assistance to Ukraine, was, quote, bursting at its seams. I don't know about the European Union, but the United States, from what I could tell, it's definitely in a state of decay economically, mm-hmm. more than any other, but culturally, everything just seems to be rotting.
The clock is ticking, it seems. Now, I do wonder, before you go on, what poll they are referring to. I don't think Newsweek, they don't happen to link to it or anything like that.
Sadly,
right?
They did not.
Okay.
I'm a little confused. You're saying the guy from Duma didn't say, and join Russia, but then Newsweek just added, and join Russia?
He said if they want to secede and join Russia, then they would allow it. But the poll itself was just to secede from the United States.
Hmm.
So he was like, hey, if you want to secede and also join Russia,
okay. We'll
consider it. Tomachev said that this was a result of a failed American foreign policy, I mean, clearly, among many other failed policies. Such initiatives are a signal that the citizens of the United States are dissatisfied with their leadership and are ready to take extreme measures up to secession if the current policy of America continues, he said.
Wow, okay.
MustRegToday.ru also reported the news, noting that on social media, some 80% of New Hampshire residents said they wanted to break away from the United States.
Where the hell
oh,
did
my
that?
God.
Wait.
It wasn't social media. It was the union leader, right?
Oh, the union leader poll?
Well, no, I'm just guessing.
I don't know.
That's the only one that went that high that I can recall seeing. But that was like a year ago. This is a new story, right? Like, this is fresh.
Did you know that they mentioned New Hampshire in this article?
No, I just saw the headline and was like, "That's got to do it. Got to do it."
Wow.
But they do, it's MustReg.today, MustRegToday.ru, and that they don't link to it, but they do give that website, and that's evidently, they were the ones who reported that on social media, some 80% of New Hampshire residents want to secede. And I'm happy to see New Hampshire getting that little shout out. We do want to secede. We don't want to join Russia.
Yeah, even if it's completely wrong, I mean, it's appearing in Newsweek, which, obviously they don't have the influence that they once did. I don't think they even publish a magazine anymore, if I recall correctly. I think they stopped that several years ago. But, you know, presuming that this story gets passed around,
80%
people that read that are going to believe that it's true. Now, I am in favor of true news reporting, and I do not believe this to be true on the part of Newsweek, because essentially it's just lazy reporting. Newsweek is saying what this Russian site said. Newsweek did not actually
verify
the claim.
They didn't even attempt to verify it. They didn't
Did you pull up the poll and it's not the right number?
I pulled up the MustReg Today site, but I haven't had a chance to really look and see where this is coming from.
Because even if
Russia.
The poll didn't get to 80%, like at the end, maybe meant at one point it got
to 80%. It was over 80% at one point. I think it did drop down. But again, this was an unscientific website poll on the Union Leader website, which is the top newspaper in the state of New Hampshire. And obviously,
then what is the misreporting? I'm a little confused.
It's not really misreporting on the from the perspective of Newsweek, but it's lazy, and it makes it sound like it's truer than it is. It makes it sound like 80% of New Hampshire residents want to secede from the United States.
And
I love that.
Not true.
But yeah, it's definitely not true. It, like the words noting that on social media instead of like suggesting that, like they note it, like it's a true statement, and Newsweek just took note of it.
And how would they, and it's not clear if they're even talking about the union leader. We're just presuming that that's what it was. Technically, the union leader isn't
social
media.
Yeah,
it's a newspaper that had an unscientific poll on the website. So what is the social media to which they are referring?
I mean, we were, like, people on social media were sharing it, like, hey, go.
Right. So
go
maybe that's it.
Vote on this.
But again,
that
we're
could
talking
seriously
about,
be it.
Yeah. We're talking about something that is, if not an entire year, several months old at this point. So it's very strange. But I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll absolutely take it. Any shout out in Newsweek like that?
Yeah, any media that wants to misrepresent
I don't want to encourage falsehoods.
Well, if they misrepresent, I mean, I'm not going to send them a correction in this case. If they want to misrepresent in our favor, if they misrepresent in the negative, they say it's only 1% or something, I'll send them a correction and say, okay, well, this poll that we did over the summer showed 29%. I will correct to the correct number, at least, that we can tell. But, yeah, I'll take it.
So, apparently, a comment underneath the social media poll, I've got to find this poll, said, most of Oregon wants to leave Oregon. I support the Big Idaho movement, and so should the people living in Texas, Florida, Idaho, and everywhere in between.
Yeah,
I support
sure.
any state that wants to achieve statehood. Oh, that statement hurt my head. That's one of the things I don't like about the United States and the system we have here. The word state has just been completely butchered.
Yeah, because we are all states. We all have statehood.
Yeah, imagine saying something like that. I support any state that wants to achieve statehood. How flawed does your education and your understanding of the United States system have to be for you to say something like that? Like, I aspire all humans who want to achieve humanity. It's a silly thing to say.
Well, you said, Bonnie, we are states, and we're not. We're humans. We're individuals.
Sorry, all the states are states.
And those are just ideas. I mean, states, the idea of a state is just
an idea.
Well,
they're not less than a state. They're not just a part of the United States and not their own state. They are their own state.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I'm just saying the whole idea of the state is something that needs to go away because it doesn't actually exist.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What we just learned, and you didn't even know this until 10 minutes ago, Aria, is that the New Hampshire independence movement is getting press in Russia at this point with a news story that made it over to Newsweek. So first, a Russian website reports on it over at mossregtoday.ru. It's a completely Russian site. You have to use a Google Translate to have any idea what it's saying. But they reported on the New Hampshire independence movement and essentially made a statement through the State Duma Deputy Secretary or whatever, Alexander Tolmachev, who basically said that if U.S. states secede and then vote to join Russia, that they will consider it. So it sounds like they are open to the idea of annexing even more territory. Now, of course, as you pointed out, that's not what we are interested in here.
Certainly
in New Hampshire.
Maybe they're just trying to make a point to say, like, America and Ukraine don't want to accept that this part of Ukraine, you know, voted to become part of Russia, but we would accept their parts if they wanted to become independent, and we'd even invite them into Russia, possibly.
He's just saying they'll consider it.
I definitely think it's trolling.
For sure. For sure. But it's
good trolling.
Yeah, it is resulting in some extra press for the New Hampshire independence movement, which is funny because I was just talking with Matt Santanastasso, who was one of the two main sponsors of the legislation last year that unfortunately did not get passed, but that would have put the question of secession to a ballot vote. Had it passed, it would have gone on the ballot here in New Hampshire, and the people of New Hampshire would have had a chance to actually have their say on this. Hopefully we'll get to see that happen someday. It didn't happen this year, but Matt was asking if I thought it was worth it. Was what he did, putting his legislative career on the line, because he may not win his reelection campaign here this year, he said, was it worth it? And they told him absolutely it was.
I mean, that's not a question we can really answer, right? He's the one who has to decide whether or not that was worth it.
Well, he's asking for input, and I gave him my input. He asked
said he's leaning towards it was worth it, but it's just been the question.
And I gave him examples of why I thought it was worth it, because it got a conversation started.
And I said the same thing. I said it went viral even on Twitter. Like, national divorce was trending on Twitter, and I really don't think it would have if in the conversation that's been started all over the country, I don't think would have been started without New Hampshire having this bill, and now apparently it's made it all the way to Russia.
Right, so you got the press out of it, you got the conversation started, people considering the idea for the first time, you've got the, there's now a New Hampshire Independence PAC that's been founded to help fundraise and send money to candidates that support independence. That never existed before. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence did exist. It was formed in 2012, but it was kind of just laying moribund. It was just quiet and not doing anything.
Right.
And now it's much more active, and they're the ones that created the poll that we were referring to, which was 29% in New Hampshire showing that they do support the idea of New Hampshire being an independent nation. 52% of Republicans in New Hampshire saying they support New Hampshire being an independent nation. We have those poll numbers because of the efforts of the foundation, which are now, you know, renewed because of CACR 32. And, of course, Karen came out to attack the state representatives recently. They're an actual Karen. You can go to nhexit.us and see the video footage where she tried to get the state reps who voted for the ability to vote on independence. She tried to get them essentially defrocked and taken out of office and make it so they can't run for office again. And Karen got shut down.
And not only did she get shut down, but what came out of that was the AG's office saying this does not constitute
insurrection,
because there wasn't any violence.
Right. So now
there must be violence for it to be insurrection.
Right. So there's now an official on the record opinion by the New Hampshire Attorney General's office saying, nope, this would not be insurrection.
Right.
Which is, of course, the claim of the Karen and the people like her that are saying, it's a revolution, it's insurrection.
And that just proves
violence.
That Brody Deshaies was straight up misinforming the people who first voted on this.
Of course he was.
Well, I already knew that, yeah. But it's just proof, even not from their own.
That's the state rep that was most against independence.
And
most vocal.
You know, I understand the perspective of wanting to measure whether or not this was worth it based on the results, because, I mean, how else can you measure whether or not something was worth it except by the results? But when you're doing something for principled reasons, the results are sort of secondary to one's internal sense of having done the right thing. So, I mean, was it worth it to do the right thing? I mean, almost always.
Yeah, how did you feel about it,
right?
Really?
I mean,
did it feel right to you?
Even if absolutely nothing had happened, it had never gone anywhere and it had died, and, you know, yeah, he had lost his career as a state rep as a result of it, it would, for me, I would say, yes, that was still worth it because you made this principled stand, you stood by something you believed in.
Right.
And that matters. It matters, yep, to be a person who's willing to do that. And, of course, we did have all of these monumental successes on top of that, including this mention in Newsweek, which would not have happened,
right,
if it wasn't for Matt Santanastasso.
And the others who co-sponsored the legislation.
Right, but Matt was the one who asked.
He was the one that got the ball rolling, yeah. That's absolutely true. So the reason he was asking us that question was because I think that the politicos are trying to get to him.
Yep.
The people that are trying to shame him for this or trying to say it's too soon. Or
he's hurting the whole Republican...
The Liberty Caucus.
The Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, so there's,
you know, overall
there's people
hurting them.
Whispering in his ear about how he's made a mistake and that he shouldn't have done this. And so, you know, he needed some support. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway. So, yeah, this is yet another example. I was talking to him about the ripples, right? Like, you throw the rock in the lake and you get the ripples that spread out from that. I think we're only really starting to experience those. Right, like there was some initial effects, and then there was some more effects, and now we're seeing the initial effects leading to newer effects. Right, so it turns out that what the Russian, whatever this is, probably a governmental, because almost all the news in Russia is from the government.
It was a state news agency, I think Newsweek said.
Mossregtoday.ru. In this report, I did find the actual report. It turns out that they are actually citing the social media account of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, who asked a question on, looks like, October 3rd of this year.
Oh, so that's pretty recent.
Yeah. Let's try this then. And this was apparently a reply to Elon Musk. The will of the people who live in New Hampshire should decide whether they're part of America. And it was 79% said yes to that poll. It might have been like a Russian translation or something.
Maybe it's because Americans usually call it the Ukraine. So they were calling it the Rush, the New Hampshire. I don't know.
Yeah, because it was in relation to something Musk had posted about Ukraine. And
it also
Russia.
Doesn't mean that that New Hampshire people necessarily support secession. Just that they should have the right to make decide. That determination.
Yep, that is
but
a good
again,
question.
But again, I'm not going to send the correction to Newsweek, as no. you said.
And the odds are that these aren't even necessarily people that live in New Hampshire. They're just the followers of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire
right.
Twitter accounts.
So anyone
people,
that saw it.
Yeah, those people could be anywhere.
But I'm not going to send them a correction, but I am going to send this to Matt Santanastasso. Because,
yeah.
you know, as you pointed out, this article wouldn't, this mention wouldn't exist. If not for the New Hampshire Independence Movement, which was spearheaded by him and
Mike Sylvia.
Also, I can't believe I was spacing on the name.
Another great free stater who is no longer going to be a state rep. He lost the primary, unfortunately. So while, as you pointed out, Bonnie, the big bad on the pro-government side, Brody Deshaies, lost his primary, one of our big guys on
yeah,
the pro-independent side lost his
almost
as well.
Assuredly not because of secession. It was because of the stupid gun stock thing, and the governor put out a, you know, like, get that one. Don't let him become a... Because he was uncovering that the governor was money laundering through gun stock, a.k.a. a mountain ski resort that is owned by the government
Correct.
In New Hampshire, because that's
apparently
crazy. Normal here.
Yeah, so I think you're probably right about that.
Well, I had lots of friends that were door knocking from Mike Sylvia, and they said that people who freaked out on them, like, I hate Mike Sylvia, was all about gun stock and those free staters ruining gun stock.
I mean, that's probably true, but for a lot of them, but we'll never know for sure.
You can't know.
That sucks.
But it's not over. You know, things are still going forward here, and that, I think, is important. And one of the other things that was pointed out to Matt, I think it was actually Jeremy Kaufman from the Free State Project that told him he knew personally of at least 15 people that had moved here to New Hampshire who moved here citing CACR 32, the New Hampshire independence referendum. So it's getting people's attention. It's resulting in people moving here. Our very own Reed Coverdale is another example of this. He's our co-host on Thursday nights now on Free Talk Live. He hosts his own show called Naturalist Capitalist. He was a truck driver cross-country, but he was living in Utah. He's a New Hampshire native who had left New Hampshire and had moved out to Utah and was driving out of there. But when he heard about the New Hampshire independence movement, that was what tipped his scales enough to come back to New Hampshire. So he migrated back as a result of CACR 32. That was the issue that cited that motivated him. So, again, if we're already seeing more than a dozen movers within a year from this bill being filed, how many more are going to be coming in 2023?
Definitely worth it.
The number is 603-283-6160. Hour 2 is coming up. You can join us here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.